This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves with whatever topic you feel interested in discussing. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the site, so enjoy those. FreeTalkLive.com as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the latest on the Hurricane Irma, that is being called the most, I guess, the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic in history.
Atlantic hurricane in history.
Yeah. Let's get into that. We'll get into that. But first, Neil is on the line in Louisiana, listening online. Go ahead, Neil.
I was wondering if anybody there had watched the movie Vaxxed yet.
Vaxxed?
No, yeah, I've heard people pushing it out there as a vaccine documentary, correct? Or an anti-vaccine documentary?
Some kind of documentary.
Well, it's a documentary about the CDC and the fraud they committed about vaccines, about the study they did on vaccines.
And what was that?
Well, in 2004, they conducted a study to see whether or not MMR was linked to autism, and then when they got the results that showed that link, they manipulated the data to get rid of that result, which is scientific fraud.
What is MMR? Mumps, measles, rubella?
Yeah,
measles, mumps, rubella, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you used to be able to get them individually. You could get mumps vaccine, and you get, but when they put them all together, and they use aluminum for the adjuvant, it causes this problem. So
why wouldn't the scientists who study these sorts of things, come out strongly against this? I mean, they've got kids, right?
Money.
Could be money, I suppose.
And they just don't vaccinate their kids with it.
Some do, some don't. I mean, I've heard different, all kinds of different stories.
Mark, you have a child. Have you vaccinated your child?
Jack has not been vaccinated. No. I don't see any particular reason.
He has not.
My reasoning behind this is that all medical procedures have risk. Now, I do not believe that there's some kind of, conspiracy to give bad medicines to kids. I think vaccines probably do what they say they do, which is that they vaccinate kids against measles, mumps, and rubella, or whatever it is. However, I understand that every medical procedure has risks. I know that I've had reactions to vaccines, and anybody who says that I haven't had reactions to vaccines can kiss my derriere. So therefore, my proposal is that perhaps my son, who is, directly related to me, has half my genes, may have sensitivities to vaccines, and I wouldn't know which ones. I'm not a scientist, and that him living in rural New Hampshire, he's probably not exposed to things like polio. It's merely been wiped off the planet, but it's the thing that people trot out every time you say that, we haven't done that. When he is old enough to travel to Pakistan or wherever the polio might be virulent, then he can go ahead and make the decision as to whether or not he wants that vaccine. I would probably recommend it in that circumstance. Hmm. But at that point, he will be an adult, and he can make that decision, you go from there. Because I don't intend to take him to Afghanistan.
Right. If you go on VaxTheMovie.com, there's a 3-minute trailer that kind of gives you an overview of what the movie's about. So if anybody's curious,
is this movie free to watch online, or they want you to buy it?
It's $4 to stream it. So if you get together with three of your friends, it's $1 a piece plus the cost of
it. They can buy an advertisement if they want. Thanks for the call tonight, Neil. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It would seem
Ian
to me,
does like his media free.
It would seem to me if you've got an important message to get out there that you'd want to give it away. I mean, we've got victimlesscrimespree.com. You can go watch that movie anytime you want for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a feature-length documentary film, and I bet you it's more fun to watch than Vaxxed. I don't know. I've never seen it.
So well, I imagine Vaxxed be pretty depressing, seeing the effects of all these, you know, poison stuff in the vaccine.
Victimless Crime Spree can be a little depressing at times. I mean, it's sad at the end what happens. I'm not going to give it away. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
I can totally, I mean, anything that's worth doing is worth making money at, so if somebody decides they want to make a movie and they want to make money doing that movie, that's fine.
God bless them.
But I
don't expect me to care.
Right. I don't expect you to promote it either.
That's right.
You know, so.
If they're trying to make money, then they're going to have to spend, if they're trying to make money, they're going to have to spend money to promote it so they can try to make money. Right? So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want.
There are a lot of people who've made free documentaries that you're not promoting today, though.
No, that's right. And thank goodness, because we are not going to, you know, we have limited time. So if everybody calls in about their favorite documentary and starts promoting it, that's not going to be particularly interesting radio. So hopefully you'll have something to talk about that, you know, there was more there. We talked about vaccines themselves rather than, you know, what exactly was in this particular documentary. So because everybody's got their favorite documentaries. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, we were just in the very beginning of the show going to get into talking about the hurricane, what is being called the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic in history, Hurricane Irma. According to the independent.co.uk, the four most solid buildings on the Caribbean island of St. Martin have been destroyed as Hurricane Irma.
Four most solid buildings?
Yeah, as Hurricane Irma wreaks major damage.
Buildings are rated in St. Martin on which ones are most solid.
Yeah, and all four of them are gone right now, according to this.
Look, a severe hurricane ran over St. Martin, you know, and so I wouldn't doubt for a second that it knocked down some.
Yeah, the severe hurricane was Hurricane Irma. Serious flooding and building damage has affected a number of islands. According to French Interior Minister Gerard Collomb, he says, quote, "We know that the four most solid buildings on the island have been destroyed, which means that more rustic structures have probably been completely or partially destroyed."
Blown off into the ocean.
French government has confirmed there are electrical blackouts and widespread flooding on the islands of St. Bartholomew and St. Martin. Irma, Category 5 major hurricane, according to U.S. authorities, has wind speeds of up to 185 miles an hour. The hurricane has become the most powerful ever recorded over the Atlantic Ocean, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center has warned of potentially catastrophic effects. Now, it looks like it's still, what, a few days away from hitting Florida, perhaps? As I understand it, people are freaking out, of course, as they probably should over this one. This one seems like it's a pretty serious deal. Florida residents are emptying shelves at places like Target, Home Depot, and Walmart. Lines going, you know, around the block. People around Central Florida, the story out of Orlando at clickorlando.com, were already experiencing a shortage of supplies at grocery stores on Monday.
But as soon as somebody says the word hurricane, people rush off to the grocery store to buy out the milk and the bread.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm buying milk anyway. I'm never going to buy that stuff.
It's because most Americans have only like a 3-day supply of food in case the power went out or infrastructure went out.
Right.
And everybody listening would do better to have some kind of stored food at the house. A couple of weeks' worth would certainly do you pretty well when there's nothing on the stores. You're not out there asking for cases of free water like some people are in Texas right now.
Although Hurricane Irma is days away from potential impact in Florida, at least, the current projected path shows it possibly hitting Florida as a Category 5 storm. On Tuesday, shoppers lined up outside of several stores, including Costco and Altamonte Springs, for a chance to get supplies, including water, batteries, and food. Diane Williams, one of the shoppers, said it was a little bit of pandemonium. Getting here was worse than being inside. It's just that everybody's panicked, so they're preparing, which is wise, but it's just like crazy, she says. Patrick Sutton, the assistant manager at the Home Depot in Altamont Springs, said the store ran out of generators on Monday and water and flashlights by Tuesday afternoon, which is going to give us kind of a lead into our next story that Vincent's going to be telling us about Amazon is now being accused of price gouging. Can that even be possible? Can you really price gouge on a mail order supply? order? I don't understand that. We'll get into the details on what the exact accusations are here. Because that's the first time I've heard that. Normally it's, you know, some little corner store that's getting accused of price gouging for doubling the price of a pack of water bottles or something like that. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, as people are getting prepared for what may be a major hit of this Hurricane Irma out in the Caribbean right now. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, and it can be private and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we were discussing the imminent doom of Hurricane Irma. Things are not looking good. You were showing me a map earlier, Vincent, that took the current Hurricane Irma, like, satellite photo and then superimposed it over Ohio. And basically it would, like, obliterate. You can't even see Ohio underneath this thing. It is a humongous storm. Another report, headline over at Drudge Report, says that the eye of the storm is currently the size of the Detroit metro area.
And that's the spot in the middle that doesn't actually, there's no damages caused in the eye.
Because, correct.
You know, the winds can't go that fast around the center, and there's really no storm there. It's a really well-defined eye. I have personally, and I'm no hurricane expert, but when I looked at this eye on the map, I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen anything quite like that. They're usually the sort of ill-defined thing. This thing, it's like God took a chisel and knocked the middle out of it. It's really, really something.
Because of Irma's size and power, according to the Independent, very dangerous weather could also occur up to 200 miles away from the eye wall, the most devastating region of a hurricane. And apparently Florida, as well as Puerto Rico, had declared states of emergency.
200 miles from the eye wall, that is the whole state of Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah.
As Florida and nearby states prepare to be battered by Irma, Texas continues to reel from the devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey in August. In fact, Mark, I know you had a story about that as well. I know that coming up here tonight, we'll talk about the Amazon price gouging that Vincent wanted to bring in. But let's go over and look at what's been happening in Hurricane Harvey's aftermath. Apparently, there's been some threats issued against certain people who wanted to come help out. What's the story there?
Kind-hearted Harvey volunteers are stopped from handing out supplies by Houston in Houston by aggressive law enforcement officers after they had driven 16 hours in giant buggies. Not sure about that last part. So we heard this in Katrina, and I just want to make sure that people are clear that the argument against libertarianism is always people will not do kind-hearted things. In when those are in need.
That's why we need the government.
We need the government. Well, this is the government ensuring that people won't do kind-hearted things by preventing people from doing kind-hearted things.
By threatening them.
Right. And, this is the argument that I get pummeled with on a regular basis, and I would posit back, we don't know what people would do because we have stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might call it a one-off or something like that, but how many times do you need to read this story in order to say to yourself, it's not worth going, the government will take care of it?
So who was, what were they trying to help out? What, were they just like going to clear debris? Are they trying to move people from one point to another?
Dailymail.co.uk. Two Illinois men drove 16 hours in an RV hauling two massive buggies to bring, and I presume these are vehicles that can handle like water, bring people in Vidor, Texas after Hurricane Harvey and had massive flooding and devastated the area. On September the 2nd, Jared Kirkendall and Scott Green had four people on board their buggy, and they were bringing them to dry land when the vehicle was stopped by a law enforcement officer. Video posted on Facebook shows a two-minute exchange between Kirkendall and the officer where they were ordered to leave. The man stopped the buggy and asked, "Is this your vehicle?" Kirkendall said, "It was," and the man ordered him to step off the vehicle. "For what?" The officer responded aggressively, "'Cause I said so!" Kirkendall explained that his identification was not with him. The law enforcement official told him to come down off the buggy or he would not be leaving.
Wow.
Yep. So I don't know if that means...
And they were in the process of rescuing people when this happened.
Yes, they had people... These are sort of like big mobile tractor platform things.
Huh.
This buggy. I mean, I don't know what term they're using here, but the two men spoke for less than a minute before shaking hands as Kirkendall climbed back onto the buggy. He said, next time, don't yell. We're just trying to help. We're out here as... we're out a S-load of money. So they spent a lot of money...
To go down there and help out.
To go down there and help people out. The officer said, my house is flooded too, but I've got to be out here helping people. We appreciate that you're here, but we've got enough. The video's gone... I mean...
Help.
Right. Do those four people in the buggy feel that way?
Yeah.
The video's gone viral on Facebook and has been viewed 4.5 million times. The Vidor Police Department said on Facebook that it was not one of their officers and that they are thankful for the volunteers.
So well, then who the hell was it?
I don't know.
State police?
Yeah, the Vidor Police Association said that it had been inundated with messages about the video and that any complaints should be directed to the Orange County Sheriff's Department.
Sheriffs.
Yeah. Kirkendall and Green left Illinois for Texas on August the 30th. Green posted a picture on Facebook of the two buggies and captioned it, we're Texas bound. See if we can go give these folks a hand.
Well, apparently they did, yep. And then they got a hand out, meaning they were pushed out
James,
by the police.
Yep. James Hartwell posted the video of the encounter on Facebook and captioned it. So, this just happened. Jerry Kirkendall and Scott Green were just told that they have to leave Vidor because they're not needed here. But yet, they are doing more than any of the law enforcement is doing here.
Surprise, surprise!
This is the biggest crock of BS I've ever heard of.
Wow.
Effing power trip, helping people get treated like
that. Isn't that crazy?
Treated like that, and you can see as a
you know, it's
able.
So crazy that these bureaucrats, these people, these tax feeders are, in the time of the greatest need, in the time where people are really doing everything they can to come together, they're putting whatever their political viewpoints are aside, and they're just people helping people, in a time like that, for some petty cop to, be swinging his you-know-what around like that is just, it's so embarrassing. And obviously, what was it, Vidor, Texas? Vidor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, the police department is acknowledging this. Like, it wasn't one of their officers, so they're not taking responsibility for his behavior. We would hope our officers would not be on a power trip when they're supposed to be out there helping people out. I mean, wow. And I haven't even seen the video. I'm just going off of what you said. I can imagine exactly how rude this officer was.
He's being as loud and as brusque as a person who's standing well below you while you're in a big, giant, chugging tractor machine to get you to get down. I mean, all he's got at that point is his voice.
So, and a gun.
Yeah, well, he could shoot him off.
Right.
That would probably
That's what happens if you don't go down. If you don't, voluntarily get off the, or supposedly voluntarily.
If he didn't voluntarily get off the tractor and got shot down, you can believe there'd be all these sycophants out there going, he should have got off the tractor.
Right.
Well, how does the police officer know he couldn't hear him?
Yeah, if you disagree with the officer,
settle it in court. He should have sought the good officer a bird and told him to go F himself.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It would have been amusing to see them just kind of, buzz off into the water and ignore the cop and let him swim. What is he going to do, swim after him? More coming up.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking kind of natural disasters, what's happened in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, the oncoming Hurricane Irma, I think it was, the big, big old monster, Category 5, 185, 186 mile an hour beast that is currently out in the Atlantic Ocean. They're saying it's the strongest hurricane on record. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here first, where Tom is on the line in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Monday night in New Carlisle, Ohio, a news photographer was driving around looking for good places to take pictures of the lightning storm, and instead saw a traffic stop and parked the car. Got out and was setting up a tripod and a camera, and the cops supposedly thought that the photographer was pointing a weapon at the cop.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
so yeah, this story. Yeah. Shot the human, and apparently, this news photographer knew the cop, and so therefore was saying, I hope the cop doesn't get fired for that. But in any case, the excuse that they thought the camera was a gun, I suspect, is a bunch of baloney. That what they're doing is they want to intimidate the humans into not video recording the cops, because if among the things that can happen to you is they'll snatch your camera and destroy it and beat the living daylights out of you and deny everything and arrest you for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, an assault and battery on a police officer. But the other thing
I can't tell you what the police officers would do or thinking, what they're thinking. But what I can say is that every court has come down on police officers for trying to arrest people for filming them. And this is sort of the final thing where you can't, you know, as long as the police officer says, I thought it was a gun. Yeah, I felt like I was in danger. It doesn't matter if it's a lollipop. It doesn't matter if you're dressed in a little sailor outfit and you've got a little lollipop. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, that's the end of it.
At this point, we have to say excuse rejected and demand the copper rule, which I've mentioned before. What's the maximum that a human being could get for shooting a cop and sent the cop gets rushed to the hospital? That's the minimum that the cop has to get. And excuse rejected because the cop is just claiming to have thought that the camera was a gun because the cops want to intimidate the humans into not video recording the cop's criminal wrongdoings. And they want to say, like, oh, no, we only shoot black people and they don't want it to be on record. And
that was said by an officer.
I suspect
that black officers don't feel the same way, but I saw something on Facebook I kind of liked, which is the suggestion that the payouts for these people that are harmed by police officers,
the rare payout,
the payouts ought to come out of the pension fund, because if it comes out of the police pension fund, whether it comes out or not. Whether the payout is awarded or not, the police have the, all their buddies in the department are going to be like,
mad.
Hey, could you frickin' stop shooting people, Jim?
Yeah.
This is the second photographer in 2 years, Jim. We're going to have to retire. I'm going to be a dog catcher until I'm 70, Jim. And, they'll fire people
over this stuff. That'd be a big change.
So anyway, definitely got to demand, like I said, the copper rule, and the cop has to be considered guilty until proven innocent, because it's not the job of the humans to collect evidence, especially when the humans are scared out of their wits that if they try to collect the evidence, then the cops are going to shoot them. So we definitely got to demand the copper rule.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. I'm glad you brought up the story. It's not the first time a cop has claimed that a camera looked like a gun, or they absurdly believe that a camera was a gun. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think anybody that looks at those cases would agree, but it is an excuse that they can use. And I think that Tom is right that it is designed to put the fear into videographers. It's designed to get you to think twice about recording a police encounter. And
it's speculation. I don't know what it's designed to do.
Well,
maybe
I can tell you one thing.
Maybe he thought somebody, randomly was setting up a 50 cal to mow him down on the tripod. I mean, maybe this guy is that deluded.
Could be. Maybe he suffers PTSD from combat.
If I carry a gun and I shoot people randomly that have items in their hands, and then I claim that it's a gun,
that's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No.
And that's what I think Tom's sort of alluding to some extent here. And I think that's where we need to start looking is
why does it work for the cops?
Why? Well, who are these people? And why do we give them this level of deference?
I don't, but you're right. Generally, people do because they got a badge and a uniform on. All of a sudden, they're honest.
Yeah, I was coming back from a city hall meeting, and I saw the cops that were tailing the guy I was with. They parked illegally, right? It was, like, parked in two spots. So I started, taking pictures of it because I thought it was funny, and a bunch of sheeps run up to me, and they're saying, oh, no, don't do that. That's illegal. You can't, take a picture of our license plate and cop cars and everything.
Well, actually, I was in your neighborhood the other night at down by the college doing some Know Your Rights outreach, and one of the guys that I was talking to was telling me that the other day that he was in a situation where he was attempting to record the police, and they lied to him and told him that it was illegal to record them. And this was Keene police, who should know better than that.
If he had that on video.
Yep.
He would be, he'd get himself a nice little settlement.
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing that, if you can get a police officer attempting to, prevent you from videoing a situation. Now, obviously, you can't be up in their keisters while they're trying to throw somebody to the ground or whatever. But if you're at a reasonable distance and you're just filming the situation, then, and they bother you, they tell you fibs. At this point, they're probably going to go after the cops. It's not going to be the department. It's not going to be the city. It's going to be those cops that do it.
Well, right, because the department will probably have said by this point to the cops, you know, issued some sort of notice, issued some kind of memo of, hey, you know, we don't like to do it, but we got to let these people record or else they're going to sue us. And then, you know, we're going to have to pay more in insurance fees. And we just don't want to have to do that, guys. So, yeah, and I think I did ask the dude if he had still had the footage, and I forget what his excuse was, but no, he claimed to not have it at that point. But, yeah, you're right. So the cops can lie. They're, in fact, trained to lie in certain circumstances, and there's no real punishment for the police lying in a lot of cases. And if you believe their lie, then they've accomplished their mission. They intimidated you into not recording that situation.
Right.
So I don't blame somebody from being intimidated by the police. They are a scary bunch. You do never know when you're dealing with a rogue cop, so you never know when you pull your camera out and start recording, you don't know if the cop's going to beat you because of that, okay?
Or obviously, shoot you, apparently.
Or shoot you. So obviously you don't know what's going to happen, but in my opinion, you're better off recording than not. Just overall, obviously bad things can happen, unusual circumstances can present themselves, but I think as a general rule, as somebody who has spent countless hours recording police, I think you're better off doing it than not doing it at all. Now, obviously, there's risks involved, and, you know, maybe you should have an attorney just in case they decide to arrest you over your recording. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Vincent, that's classic. You calling somebody a sheep, you New Hampshire Ian Stooge. Has the nicest ring to it, doesn't you, tool?
Well, anyway. Nice to talk to you, James. It's been a while.
You're a tool. Mark Eggleston and Ian Bernard wouldn't be laughing if you were my kid. Because
we're not your kids.
Why, are you going to beat the crap out of us?
Mark Eggleston, you shouldn't be laughing very much longer because you're going to publicly apologize and make amends for hurting my psyche and teaching that
amends for hurting your psyche.
Yeah.
How
you're
is exactly this
fact.
Going to occur?
Hey, Mark Eggleston. You're a lying...
No, we're having a conversation here. If you
James,
want to have a conversation,
how
Mark
do you
has a question.
Imagine that that's going to occur, that I'm going to apologize.
Your ugly wife and child are going to regret it if you don't. You
my wife and...
Back. And I'm warning you, I am going to hurt you for lying...
Should I hold him over, Mark? Or it's up to you. You're the one who wants to talk to this guy.
I'm just going to cut this audio up and put it up there for more evidence.
Thanks for the call. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people, exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so Skype on in to join us. That's Skype username lrn.fm. We did mention earlier Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. If you've got Bitcoin or Ether or Dash or several other cryptocurrencies that I'm not familiar with, but they have them in Jax, you can go and get jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or download it from your Google or Apple App Store. It's got Shapeshift integration built right in, so it makes it easy to convert from one cryptocurrency into another. If you would like to, say, take some of your Bitcoin and turn that into Dash or vice versa, you can do that right inside of Jax. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. The wallet was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life for the future. They've got a big vision for Jax, including coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more at your digital command center in the palm of your hand, JAXX.io, Jax.
And I'm looking at their Twitter feed. They've announced that they should have Bitcoin Cash by late this week. So I would presume tomorrow or the next day, maybe as late as Saturday.
I hope. I know it's been a long time coming. From Jax, people.
Most wallets don't have Bitcoin Cash.
Okay, maybe most of them don't, but some of them do.
Some do.
And so hopefully they'll get it out sooner rather than later. JAXX.io. All right, so we were talking about the natural disasters that have been hitting the Southeast. Just finished up a story about some guys with some, what were they called, buggies? Like water buggies of some sort?
Yeah, like swamp buggies.
So they had wheels on them.
Yeah, big tractor.
Big old wheels.
Big platforms on a basically a tractor or a giant 4x4 frame, that kind of thing.
And they're going around and rescuing people.
It's like, you know, in Mad Max Fury Road, the little cars with the spikes on it in the canyon scene, but that's what a buggy is.
That was a badass movie. That movie. Mad Max.
So I heard.
The new one.
I haven't seen it.
It was pretty great. In fact, they brought back the old director, too. Like, it was the Mad Max original director with a bigger budget, you know, and like, you know, all kinds of money that he could throw at this
thing.
Do
something fun.
And he really, I think they did. All right, so, yeah, so we're talking about them trying to rescue people, and then some power-tripping cop comes up and tells them, yeah, basically, you need to go, we're fine here, we got enough help. We don't need you helping people, even though they actually had people that they had rescued on their tractor at that time when the cop was threatening them.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So you can share your thoughts on that if you'd like. Also, on the way here, I know, Vincent, you had a story as well about Amazon price gouging. So let's take it back to – that was kind of an update on Hurricane Harvey, that the Texas story. But let's take it back to the preparations for Hurricane Irma, which is currently causing some damage over in the Caribbean. And expected to make landfall in Florida within a few days. I'm not sure exactly how many. I don't have the chart up in front of me at the moment. But, Vincent, some people are claiming that Amazon is engaging in price gouging, which is the first time I've ever heard that claim. Normally when you hear about price gouging, and we did hear about it recently with the Hurricane Harvey, people charging more for water and batteries and some of the essential products that people need during a time of disaster or big hurricane storm like this. And it's normally directed at, you know, little corner stores, the Quick Stop, or, you know, whatever companies are around in the physical area. But now they're saying it was Amazon? Where's this story coming from?
It's coming from CBS News, and it's accusation of price gouging. Like, you know, I don't know if you want me to read the full article or just summarize it or...
Whatever you think's best. I mean, you can read some of it, and we'll see where that goes.
It's Amazon may be in hot water with consumers over the price of water. Some are reporting sharply higher prices for bottled water on Amazon as Hurricane Irma approaches Florida. Customers there were reporting packages of Nestle water selling for $25 on Amazon, yet prices for those in the Northeast showed a 24-case pack of Nestle water costs selling for $18.50. One person.
So going up from $18 to $25, depending on the region that it's coming out of, is this price gouging? It would seem to me that Amazon has different warehouses, right? So they don't all ship from, you know, there's not just one Amazon fulfillment center. There's multiple. I don't know how many of them there are. I know there's one in Massachusetts. As I understand it, people work at that. So I know there's one up in this region. I suspect there's probably at least one for the Southeast, if not more than one. Again, I don't know how many they have, but I suspect they're scattered about the United States, strategically, geographically placed as possible.
Yeah, in states with without sales tax would be my guess.
And you know... Is it wrong to raise a price at all? I mean, what are the laws against price gouging say? Is there like a certain amount at which it's legal to raise a price, but then once you cross, you know, 20% above the normal average price, does that get into the price gouging range? Or is it anything that breaks what the price was prior to the disaster striking? So I'm curious to know that.
One thing I saw was during Harvey there, and I'm sure we'll see our fair share during Irma too, there was a case of water priced at like $25, right?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Like a 24-pack. Or no, it was like a 12-pack.
It was a 24-pack.
$2 a... I thought it was like $2. Or,
it was a buck 79. I saw it. It was like a buck 79 a bottle.
You're thinking the one that there was one for like 42 for a 24 pack.
There was one like that. Yeah. Too. And somebody drew my attention to the green caps that were on top of the bottles and saying those are individual sale items. Those bottles are for individual sale.
Mm-hmm.
So you would pay nearly $2 for a bottle of water at a convenience store.
You certainly could. Yeah.
And if this convenience store, the only water they had left was the individual sale items that they had, then what's the problem with them selling them at the retail price that they would have gotten them
per each? Yeah, that's a great point.
And, you know, so, yes, when I think of a you know, case of water, I tend to think of, you know, them being about $3.50 or, you know, $4 or
sure.
something like that. But the bottles that I get in those cases tend to be very squishy,
yep.
you know, like, you know, making all the noise. And
yep.
the lids are really small. Now, I want that. I don't want a bottle that has a lot of
packaging.
You know, packaging to it. But if you're buying it in the store, then it has to have more because it has to sit on these shelves. It has to, you know, be stacked up and
yep.
all that other stuff. So it needs more packaging. And those are, you know, those cost more. So people are outraged over something that is not even outrageous.
Yeah, and you know, one of the other examples I saw that was really good on the water bottle thing was an example. I think they used like Disney World.
Yeah, I saw that one too. Yeah.
Right, where
yeah.
Disney World will charge you $5 or something like that, or for the same bottle.
Football stadiums.
How about nightclubs? I've been in more than one nightclub where I've paid $4 or $5 for a bottle of water,
and you need it.
And yeah, so are they gouging you? Well. No.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. See, I defend gouging.
Yeah.
I believe gouging is fine because I don't mind using somebody else's word. They're going to use a loaded term. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's no such thing as price gouging. There's only pricing. Right?
Right.
So pricing,
that's why I don't like it.
Pricing has to do with what the market will bear at a given time. When supply meets demands, that's where you have the price. Now, right now in Harvey, down in Southwest Texas, there's water sitting in cases on the street for free. People aren't being gouged and probably weren't being gouged.
Hmm.
So if you want to go into the store and you want to buy their $40 case of water, you can. You got to walk past however many free things of water and places they're dispensing them to do it. But you can do that. No.
But it wasn't like that initially. That was after the help arrived and they stacked those free cases of water. When the S was hitting the fan was when people were upset, right? When there was a shortage of supply, prices had naturally risen. I mean, we discussed the price gouging when this was going on, when the Hurricane Harvey thing was really in the news. And there's some great libertarian websites defending price gouging. And it's not wrong to raise a price in a situation like that because, as was given the example, if you just price the water at regular price, which is, you know, let's say less than 50 cents a bottle or whatever it comes out to, then anybody who comes along can just snatch up as much of it as they possibly can, and then they'll go sell it out at, you know, $3 a bottle on the streets where nobody can report them because they're just, you know, some guy on the street. The commissioner of gouging can't go into a store.
They're probably not going to get it anyway. That's the thing, is that water is the first thing to hit a disaster area, and people generally have enough of it. The problem is that it's just the pictures of these situations. But here's the thing that that's really the bad thing about stopping price gouging is that you've got a place where water is running, and you have places where there's been a catastrophe and water isn't running. The place where the water isn't running is not going to have, people are going to consume more bottled water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the marketplace needs signals to send more water to the place where more water is being consumed.
High price is a signal.
Signal is pricing.
Right. It says to people, hey, you can make some money on water if you can get it here. And then they would have the incentive to do that. But if there is no incentive, or if the incentive is too low, some of them aren't going to bother. More coming up. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.